Welcome to Her, Healthy, Empowered Relationships. I'm Barry Price. Stay present. Be in the present moment. You hear this stuff all the time. You see it in quotes online. You may have heard it growing up from teachers who want you to pay attention in class. It's more than just a New Age spiritual saying. It's more than just something that parents or authority figures can say to kids. Why is it so important to be in the present? Why is it important to relationships? Because it absolutely is. All of the problems that cause major relationship and dating strife, the things that keep you single, the things that'll take a little issue and turn it into a big problem that can end a relationship, all happen when we're dwelling in the past or the future. Let me give you a couple quick examples. Take Laura. Laura hadn't been on a date in a while. We did some work together and she started to get some dates with great guys, the kind of guys she said she wanted to meet. She goes on a first date. Date's going fantastically. She was telling me afterwards that she started thinking about how amazing it was going to be able to go on a second date with this guy and where this might lead and how amazing the relationship could be. And that was the exact moment she noticed him starting to look all around the restaurant and his attention wandering. And then she began to question, is he getting bored? What is he doing? Is he looking at other women? What's going on? I don't feel like he's here with me. Well, what really happened was she was the first person to leave that date in her head. She jumped into the future. Why do we do it? We jump into the future when we're afraid of something that might happen. What if? Or when we start fantasizing about something that could happen. What if he's the one? And then beginning to picture what this will mean to us in our life. The moment she wasn't really there at the table with him, he could sense it. And he began to get bored and look around for something to occupy his attention and his presence. The other place we can go and hide is in the past. The past can have painful disappointments, painful experiences. Like Michelle, who was about a year into a relationship with a guy, but they were at a phase where they had to talk about moving in together. That brought up all of her old pain of what her family home had been like with her arguing parents, and pain of past relationships that had either conflict or her having to give up what she needed to avoid conflict. Either way, when you are jumping into the future, or as she did, by jumping into the past and then being unable to be willing to easily move in with someone when she loved him and he loved her and it was time for them to do it and they were already engaged. Either way, you are not being in the present moment. The other thing is, it's impossible to connect deeply with someone when you're not really present. There's so much more to this, but for today, just do this. Pay attention in all of your life, not just in relationships, but pay attention when you are thinking about anything that's going to happen, your next task, things you have to do, what tomorrow will be like, or you're interacting with a person, thinking about what this will mean with that person for you, future thoughts, or when you are thinking about the past and bringing it into the present, what your past means about this current situation. Anytime you're doing either one of those, catch yourself, take a breath, and just get back to being here now. Because this moment right here, right now, is the moment where love can happen for you. Much love.